This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Stanley Chi is the CEO of a very interesting startup called Sales Candy, and he's joining us today to talk about closing the gap between a lead and a sale, or as the team at Sales Candy like to call it, lead to sale, or L2S, by leveraging on tech to send out responses in a micro fraction of the time it took to do something like that in the past. Think of it this way. If you're interested in buying, say, a house from a property developer, and you send them a message during lunch, which of these scenarios are you more likely to follow up on? A, the person who gets back to your query tomorrow or day after tomorrow, or B, the person who replies within a minute of you submitting your interest in the product? It's pretty simple, right? Sales Candy aims to make that second scenario happen every single time. Before we get into the inner workings of the company, though, help me understand some sales language or some sales lingo. Like, what is a lead? Like, when you say lead, what does that mean?
Okay, very good question. So lead is actually an inquiry from online. It could be inbound, it could be outbound, it could be conventional, it could be digital. So very commonly, I think leads is being used because Facebook lead ads come about. And since then, I think most of us use lead to represent the inquiries. Yeah, so we actually focus on this particular segment. We call it lead to sales, or L2S. We actually coined this abbreviation, L2S, because we figure it's very hard for us to describe who we are, who is the targeted industries. So we are actually targeting L2S industries, lead to sale. And what that means is these are industry like property developers, private education, insurance, banks, automotives, health and wellness. These are industry that actually generate a lot of leads online, either through paid ads, advertorial through radio, billboards or whatsoever. And all these leads eventually have to go through an offline conversion process, either face-to-face, phone call, follow-up, or even instant messengers to actually convey into a sales. So that's why we call this a lead to sale.
You also have something called, I've heard the word conversion a lot when it comes to sales. What's a conversion?
Conversion is basically from an inquiry to a sale. So in property developers, we can actually define the conversion as a booking fee receive.
So as a platform, how does Sales Candy play a role in all this? Like, how do you help this process happen?
Okay, so the maiden system that we actually launched was actually called, when we launched it, it's called Sales Candy. But now we are launching more products. So we actually rebrand that to Sales Candy LMS, which stands for Lead Management System. So lead management system is actually a system. It's not so much of a platform. So we integrate with we call it lead sources. So it could be a Facebook lead ads. It could be their website. It could be any of their landing pages, any of their microsites. It could be one of their billboards phone number for the inquirer to call. So all these will integrate to Sales Candy LMS. And that's where all the leads come from into the system. And we route instantly to the salesperson. And one of the feature that we have submitted for patent is actually instant rerouting as well. So what that means is if this leads or inquiry, we route it, it was submitted to the system, we route it to the salesperson A, and let's say the salesperson A is on MC or annual leave. So within 45 seconds, if he doesn't accept the leads, it will actually go to the salesperson B, so on and so forth.
So it identifies if someone is picking up the inquiry or not.
Yeah.
And immediately, if it doesn't, it just pings to the next person.
Oh, 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
Yeah, we intend to lower that.
You intend to lower that to how much?
Probably around 20 seconds. Because we figure that by 20 seconds, we are analyzing some of the data that we have collected. So by 20 seconds, usually either they have accept or reject it. Mm-hmm. So we are basically reducing the expiration time. So our goal is actually to have the potential customer or potential buyer actually get a call within 5 minutes from submission.
Was that a pain point you identified in the sales scene? Like, is that the gap that you're trying to close?
Actually, we face this issue ourselves because before Sales Candy, I run an agency called Capture. Mm-hmm. It's a lead gen. We focus a lot on lead generation. That means we help our clients advertise on Facebook, Google, all sort of digital platforms to get inquiries. So what we face is, this is actually what happened in one restaurant in MCOT Mall. So me and my now partner, Jeff, he ran another digital agency as well. So we have a few shared clients. They are property developers in Malaysia. Well, in fact, actually I came back from Kazakhstan. I brought back a bag of candies for him. And that's where the name come from as well.
So that's where the name Sales Candy came from?
Yep. So we meet up for lunch and then we just probably a bit of complaining about our clients. So you're like, okay, some of the clients are just a bit not reasonable. Like, we work so hard to generate all these leads. We are literally generating probably thousands of leads. So sometimes we get feedback like, hey, Stanley, this project, yeah, the leads are not good. Then we say, okay, let's investigate, okay? So we start asking questions like, do you know how long your sales team or salesperson take before they call the lead? Like, let's say if someone submit a lead, like, when do they get a call from a salesperson? Is it like in 5 minutes? Is it like in 5 hours? Is it like in 5 days? Is it in like 5 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, well, I don't know. So the second question we ask is, okay, you're selling a one to 2 million ringgit properties. How many times do you call? Do you just like call once or do you like keep calling, right?
Yeah.
So again, the answer is like, I don't know. So the last question I ask them is, do you know if your salesperson actually call?
Because you have no idea, right?
Yeah. And across our clients, and a lot of them are publicly listed companies.
Hmm.
And the answer is quite standard. It's like, well, they say they did. So we see that there's a lack of accountability. And as a marketing agency, or let's say if I'm the in-house marketing team, how can I optimize the campaigns based on this information? And of course, the other pinpoint is the speed, because there's a Harvard Business Review done in 2011. If you were to call the lead within 5 minutes, your chance of getting through and qualifying is 8 times better than after 1 hour.
Because the interest is there.
Interest is there, but as we run Sales Candy, we actually found another element which we didn't know.
What is that?
And that is usually, especially for high net worth, they are at a point that they are interested in the project enough to leave their name, phone and email. And probably they would have a window of 15 minutes or so that they can attend to the phone calls. Because a lot of people, probably he'll be at the back of a Grab car or maybe being shuffled around or having lunch, breakfast, or maybe in the toilet or waiting for something.
Mm-hmm.
So he have these windows and he say, oh, I see this project, interesting, location good, price reasonable, okay, name, phone, email. And he has these windows that you can reach him. And if that window's closed, basically he'll go into meetings and meetings and meetings. And
yeah.
Then after that, family time. So that is something that we actually found by accident, that was why the 5 minutes were so golden.
Yeah. Okay. Sales Candy, so you managed to secure and you managed to raise funding recently. I think it was, how much did you manage to raise?
Okay, the first round we did was through Pitching Equity Crowdfunding. That was in 2017. That was actually, when we were raising it, the product was still not out. So we actually closed that round in October 2017, 2 months after we launched our product. At that time, we raised about 1.5 million ringgit at about 15 million valuation.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are actually at the end stage of closing this round. We are doing a pre-A round right now.
Okay, so you managed to raise that much through a pre-series A round in less than 2 years after your seed round, so which is a pretty big, you know, achievement in itself. How did that happen? Like, just talk to us about, you know, that process.
Yeah, so we have this 1.5 million from ECF, equity crowdfunding, pre-seed round or whatever you call it, right?
Yeah.
So, that lasted us to December last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually have a small bridging round in the middle that we get a few of the angel investor. And I myself put in some money. It's like, okay, we have to stretch it a bit because the pre-series A is delayed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where we are right now. Yeah,
I see. Yeah, because I'm always interested in the, you know, like the pitch. Like how do you, if you're doing something that many players are doing, then it's easy to compare and go like, oh, this guy's doing it, so we're doing something, but with a slightly different edge. But when you've identified like something new and a gap that not a lot of people are working on, how do you pitch that? Like, how do you convince someone to give you money, saying that we're working on this and we don't have other examples to show you, but you know, it will work. We can tell you it'll work. You know,
okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay, for our case, I think the difficulty is actually in the segment of B2B, SaaS, software as a service, business to business. That means our clients are corporates. So we found that the VCs, venture capitalists in Malaysia, they are, I don't think they have that, or at least we didn't find much that have appetite for this particular segment.
Yeah.
So and now we're talking to a few from Singapore that's actually more interested in B2B, SaaS. And on top of that, I think one of a very important selling point, at least back in the 2017 when we were raising the equity crowdfunding round, is that we actually we actually sold the system to four clients and have four contracts on hand with money in before we actually developed the products. So that, and these four clients are known clients, either public listed company or a known brand in Malaysia. So that add confidence that the product is really needed in the market. So I think that helps us in terms of showing that we are addressing a real problem.
We'll be back with more from Stanley Chi and his company Sales Candy when we get back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Beautiful festive moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and we're joined today by Stanley Chi, CEO of Sales Candy, a company that aims to help businesses turn leads into sales and close them in record time. So, okay, so for the funds that you get now, where will those funds go? Like what are you focusing on building within the company that could benefit from like fresh funding?
Mainly development. So tech development is expensive. Like we have about a team of 8 in-house and 4 outsourced programmers full-time dedicated to us. So we have a team of 12. And we're just talking about actually just a single product, lead management system. Mm-hmm. We're planning to launch another product for property developers in terms of booking, but again, just 2 products, and we are talking about 12 developers.
And tech is expensive, right?
Yeah, programmers are expensive.
Good programmers are expensive. Okay, I want to ask you, like, how does Sales Candy make money? Like, is it purely from the sales of the solution, the software, the app itself, or you know, you say it's not a B2B solution. So where does your cut come from?
It's a software as a service, so we sell by subscription, monthly subscriptions. So they have an annual contract, and then most of them pay yearly. Mm-hmm. Some bigger account, we actually take probably half yearly payment. So it's on a subscription basis and based on number of salesperson using the system. So we charge them per user, per seat per month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So subscription. And so there's no cut that comes from the sale itself. There's no transaction that comes from the sale that happens between the interested party and the sales team.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You also guarantee, or you sort of like you offer, or you say that there will be a 15% increase in sales, sales conversion within the first 60 days. So within the first 2 months, has that guarantee ever not happened?
Yes. And when that, so basically we guarantee a 15% improvement in sales conversion, the L2S, the lead to sale conversion.
Yeah.
And within 60 days for implementation of Sales Candy. And if it doesn't happen, we actually do a full, we actually do a money back guarantee. So we refund the client. So it has happened before and we have seen cases that we couldn't help them to improve the 15%. One of the cases is actually the number of users using the system. Right now, we're actually targeting at least 10 salesperson and above. Back then, we tried with some smaller team, like 5. But after this client signed up, actually, number of users using the system is 1.5. 1 being the salesperson, 0.5 being the sales manager. So we figured that at that time, the system is relatively new. So there are, I would say, there are issues. Sometimes there's a bit of bugs here and there. So I think the benefit that I bring to them doesn't justify some of the issue that they have to face. But other than that, most of our clients that actually have that's fully on board, as in they roll out the full projects, they integrate all the lead sources, they have all their in-house team using the salesperson, 15% is actually an understatement. So we are very comfortable with 15%.
Okay. Yeah. That's like, you know, the lowest that they can reach sort of thing. Okay. Yeah. You mentioned that in the case that where it didn't work, maybe it wasn't a match for what they wanted in the and Sales Candy itself, right? Do you think there's a market there that you want to cater to in the future?
Not at the moment, because just this particular market that we are catering, first the regional expansion would keep us quite busy, because Malaysia would be, like if you look at Southeast Asia, the big population like Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, this would keep us busy already.
Yeah. For the next few years?
Yeah, instead of addressing those, we definitely see some other problems or other problem statement that we saw that can be addressed. But at the moment, we would like to focus on just what we are doing right now.
Okay. You said regional expansion. So speaking about that, right? Speaking about growth of Sales Candy, you've been active for about 2 years. In that time, you've set up shop in Thailand, in Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, those markets. So what is behind your rapid growth? Like how did you manage to make that happen?
Okay, I think first is the pressure, because we are running this like a startup. Like my previous companies, I run it bootstrap. Like it's all our own money. We keep the profit in, retain profit. We use that to grow the company. We grow at 20%, we are happy. We grow at 30%, it's like we are celebrating. But as a startup, the expectation is 300% per year. So we don't, well, I choose to go down this road, but once I chose that, there's no other choice than not growing 300%.
Yeah.
So I think that really forced us to think of the box. So when you say setting up shop, we don't really set up shops. Like
You're active in those markets.
We have clients in those markets.
You have clients in those
yeah,
markets.
So does that mean we have people there? Some market we don't. We fly in people to onboard our clients, to train our clients. And if need be, we fly them in to support them. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the support are done through WhatsApp and calls. We just try to be creative in how we can address the market. Yeah. So it's not really physically having a company or shop.
Mm-hmm. So you're HQ'd in one place, but then you're able to connect with people, which is completely doable nowadays with stuff with, you know, Skype, WhatsApp, messaging. You know, there's so many ways to get to them, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's easy, because like my head of customer success has been flying like Philippines back, and then the next day flying to Vietnam. It's just to onboard clients. Mm. So, but I think it's fun in terms of thinking off the box, like what other ways to solve this and to achieve what we want.
Do you have plans of setting up shop there?
We do. We don't have a very solid plan yet in terms of like how many people we need to hire and things like that. I think it's a lot on need base. So right now the first milestone is to achieve certain number of clients. Mm-hmm. Like in Philippines right now, we have about 4 clients there. 4 of the top 5 property developers are our clients. And they are on pay pilot. They are not on a full rollout yet. So we still have some flexibility there. But most likely when they are all on full rollout, most likely we may want to have a customer success there, for example. But even that, I think we are trying very hard, or we're trying as much as we can to stretch with what we have. So like, for example, we are hiring Thai speaking and Vietnamese speaking customer success in Malaysia. So we're just trying ways to actually make it work without the overhead.
But was that the plan from the start, though? I mean, did you know that you would take on clients from other countries? Or was that like an opportunity that came knocking and you're like, okay, let's see if we can do this?
Well, it's a bit of both. Philippines was a surprise. Philippines was not originally on the map. But someone just reached out to me on LinkedIn, like Coley, like just I'm who and who, and I've come across your product. Because back then I was under this MDAC program to expand Philippines. So we joined that program. We met a few people that's in real estate and things like that. So there's this particular platform that actually do affiliates. So basically you set up a bounty for who you want to meet in what sectors, and if they get you the qualifying criteria, you actually pay them that bounty, like $100 or $500. So I just give you a shot. I just say, okay, let's put it there. Real estate developers, at least a sales team of 5, and then at least 100 inquiries per month. And I want to talk to manager, sales manager and above, let's say. Mm. So end up now when this lady actually co-messaged me, she was the one that submitted that actually make that connection for that particular inquiry or lead per se.
Yeah.
So, and she also have all the right background, working for a Salesforce Go partner, know the industry. So I look at that and it's like, this is too good an opportunity to pass, even though Philippines is not on my map, but the investment is not that huge. Like basically what I need to invest in is probably try engage her for 3 to 6 months. So we did that, and she got us like 4 clients in less than 6 months. And these are top 5 developers in Philippines.
Yeah, you're saying so 4 of the top 5 developers in the Philippines.
Yeah, so this is Philippines. The rest, the original plan, of course, is to work with partners, because our main goal is not to set up the best sales operation in the world. Our goal is to develop the product to probably be one of the best sales and marketing apps or system in the world. So we want to focus there. So of course the first choice is if you have a partner, you can take a cut. We can negotiate on how big you want the cut even. So, but that didn't seem to work that well in every market. Mm-hmm. So we do have partner that work very well, like with Thailand. We work with RISE, it's Corporate Innovation Accelerator. So they actually link up startups solution to corporate problems. So we work very well with them. But some others, we find that sometimes it's hard because they have their own priority and agenda. And like, why would they want to try so hard to sell our products?
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end, we found that that didn't work that well. So we just have to be fast enough to shift our strategy, thinking, mindset. Yeah, that's what we are doing right now. We don't have a fixed solution yet, but Philippines is working. So we're just trying to see how we can replicate, how we can get more people like her to mm-hmm. connect to us and say, hey, I want to help you sell your product here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just use the best of that opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You can check out salescandy.com for more on the company and their solutions. And if you'd like to listen to this interview again, you can do so by streaming the podcast on bfm.my, which is our website, on the BFM app, or on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. We'll actually have more from Stanley Chi, CEO of Sales Candy, coming up next week as well. So tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. for that. We'll dive into some more stuff like how the company is doing, what the company is doing, as well as chat about the nature of closing sales in general. This has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.